This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI staff and management.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. As you know, another beautiful day right here in Hawaii. So, don't want to bore you, those of you that may hear this and say, well, we've had heard this subject before, and I tried to remind you, those that are interested, we're not here to entertain you, and that's not my purpose and intent. And so some of these stories, while they may be associated with the Hawaiian homelands or what have you, this is a living entity, these state agencies, city agencies. So we won't be repetitive and regurgitate those things that we've already talked about without speaking of them in a different context. So what I'm going to do today is share with you more information on the Hawaiian homes, as because I believe that one of the greatest and most atrocious practices in our times amongst us, all of us good people, good-hearted people, well-intended, is that our government is defrauding a native people, period. And I repeat the subject to add to the many blocks in this wall of that prevent the native people from enjoying what is rightfully theirs. I mean, we all agree that the country was overthrown illegally. We come to those terms. And there was some compensation. But the prodigy or the offspring of those that agreed to make whole or try and give back and respect the sovereignty of the native people, the Hawaiians, their offsprings are behaving in a fashion as if that's old school, old news, that was a deal done long ago. So the new guys, the new kids on the block, I should say, Governor Abercrombie, the state legislators, the House, the state representatives, and the state Senate, and the administrators who seem to collect themselves at the feeding trough at the benefit of the native Hawaiian. So what I'm going, we talked about the Save Our Racetracks, and Mr. George Grace is the third is the owner of that. And I've talked extensively about DHHL and all of the problems. But there's a more sinister force that is present in this, and I'm going to lay it out for you today and share with you some documents that I've been recovering. And I told you about an article that was written in the Honolulu Star Advertiser a while back that was basically supposedly speaking to the issues at the racetrack. But the reality is that that article, if you don't mind me saying, was an article that was very carelessly written, loosely written, and simply invited and allowed and incorporated comments that were basically didn't bother to tax the people making those statements regarding who were obviously in opposition to Mr. Grace. And please go away from this conversation that I'm not defending George Grace. And it's not the intent and not my purpose. But what I am going to do is to share with you that at any given time, the way the system is, the systemic problem, the nature of this big issue in the various administrations, either one of us, any of us, could be tomorrow impacted by an improper application of the law or just downright harassment. So you know that they started off the article, talked about a company that leases more than 35 acres from the State Department of Hawaiian Homelands to operate a racing facility in Leeward, Oahu, has been hit with more than $100,000 in property-related violations and several months behind on its rent. And under investigation by DHHL, allegedly clearing land outside the parcel's boundaries and possibly damaging historically significant sites. Well, first of all, when you're being investigated by DHHL, that doesn't say much. They don't have the investigative body. The people are corrupt. They are put in there purposely to screw over the Hawaiian people. So you're not going to get You won't even get a kangaroo court. There's a wallaby maybe up there in Aiea and Pearl, the mountains. But you won't get a kangaroo court here. So what happens is that this particular charge that he has violations and what have you, I want you to listen to a letter. And Mr. Grace is going to call in and not defend himself, because that's not my purpose. But what we're going to do is that I want to share with you that on January 14th, in a letter, 2008, the director, Michael Connie, the chairman, I should say, of the Hawaiian Homes Commission, wrote a letter. And going straight to one paragraph, this is the last paragraph in this, and I'll post this letter up on carolcox.com. Michael Connie writes Henry Ng, please inform your staff of the contents of this letter so that they are aware of DHHL's exempting this location from city lands, land use zoning, and our appreciation for any assistance the city may provide. SORT, Save Our Racetracks, in facilitating and construction of improvements as needed. This was Michael Connie on January 14th. So I've interviewed George Grace. Like you, I'd be curious. The paper said you violated the law. The city said you violated the law. The state said you violated the law. So what gives? And in receipt of these documents, Michael Connie had exempted George Grace because the Department of Hawaiian Homelands has a legal right to manage their lands and exempt themselves from land use zoning codes and the rental or what have you, and the use. So that is exactly what George Grace was operating under. He had the green light. He was working. So, and I'll go back to this letter. DHHL believes SORT's use of the property has benefits for all residents of Oahu, in that it may help reduce illegal street racing by providing a temporary venue where vehicle racing can take place in a safer and more controlled environment, while a more permanent solution is sought. Now, there was one party I know personally that filed a complaint, and that is Evelyn Souza, two parties, Evelyn Souza and Franklin Souza. Franklin Souza and Evelyn Souza, this is their right to file complaints. But I want you to listen to another letter. That this letter is written in September. Remember now, the authorization and the exemption was given to George Grace to conduct his activities, to stockpile dirt, to do whatever is necessary, and applauded him and went out and solicited the assistance from the city, the people who subsequently has hammered George Grace to no end, unfairly, in my opinion, and unlawfully. But again, that's just my opinion. So here's what happens. George Grace now receives that exemption in January. So he proceeds to work, got the green light. You've been authorized to do your thing. So what happens? Michael Connie, apparently, at least we know one party, Evelyn Souza, who was in business part of this racetrack before in an earlier portion of it, they got at odds and filed complaints. Michael Connie being Republican appointed by Linda Lingle. Obviously, I don't know what political influences came into play, but nonetheless, there was this complaint. And others chimed in and filed a complaint. I don't know all of the players. So as a result of that, Michael Connie then writes Henry Ng again in September, some 9 months later. And he says in this letter, subject TMK portion 40, This letter is a follow-up to my earlier letter to you dated January 14, 2008, and specifically about the first paragraph on page 2 of the letter. Your staff had discussions with mine since the receipt of the January 14, 2008 letter, and I'm still looking for those discussions, those minutes, by your office about the grading permit, and both agree that the lessee should be required to follow the county ordinance on this matter. Say should be. We have publicly expressed this opinion in the media when SORT was in the news, and we continue to maintain that position. Therefore, the first paragraph of our pay on page 2 of my letter to you, dated January 14, 2008, is hereby rescinded. SORT is required to obtain the necessary grading permits. I apologize for the long delay in getting this letter to you. Meantime, George Grace is conducting business as he was authorized and exempted to the land use. But let me, just for the sake of this conversation and continuity, there is another element here that as recent as April 25th, 2013, this is a letter to Craig Snyder from George Atta's office, the City and County Department of Planning and Permitting, signed by Anthony Cheen. Regarding zoning clearance, this is to close construction, a new tenant there at Hawaiian Homelands. This is in response to your request for zoning clearance, received April 12, 2013. For a solid waste permit application to recycle concrete and asphalt at the above property. The request cannot be processed for the subject property because it is under the jurisdiction of the Hawaiian Homelands. We are returning your zoning clearance form and application and the fee. Should you have any questions, please contact a certain person there at the office. Now imagine, George Grace was exempted by Michael Connie because the land is sovereign. Not per Carol Cox, but per the city and county in this letter. This is years afterwards. So why was he exempted then? Because it was sovereign land. The same rule that applied to close construction. But meantime, they have hammered George Grace to some ridiculous level of pounding him in the sand as if he's a large nail sticking up, so to speak. And so here we go. How is it that they can exempt you? Well, the law allows them to because they're sovereign. It's a sovereign land and they're exempt from zoning. Michael Connie can require you to do that if he wished to. So how is it that there is a road and highway builders, and road and highway builders does what? They bring in some 55,000 ton of rock from Canada and stockpile it there on Hawaiian homelands. They do not have an NPDES permit per the Department of Health. We don't know even how they got a lease. Close construction just popped up one day after they submitted an application, were allowed in, and they are allowed to stockpile, crush, grind, and process materials. And yet, they are not required to get a zone clearance. Their fees are returned, all because this is sovereign land. The same lands, the same agency that leases to them leases to George Grace. So imagine you waking up one morning and you've been told that the things that the government exempt, and mind you, just because someone tell you to do something and if it's illegal, it's still illegal. But when one it is clouded when an individual with authority who subsequently turns around and make a comment or a decision that's contrary to what was originally done, the burden should be on the party who triggered that by granting the authority. And so Michael Connie causes this gentleman, George Grace, a great amount of financial hardship. And I say that because, let me just share with you on, I'm reading from documents here. I want you to know that it's, we try to be factual. Not try, we will be. July 23rd, 2012, they issued a notice of order. And in that notice of order, George Grace is stated $178,000 and $78,500. That's what he is supposedly owed the city for his violation, doing exactly what he was authorized to do, but rescinded. But then others, like Close Construction and Highway Road and Builders, is able to do the same thing, but they're exempt and they're refunded their money for the processing of the permit. Now, I don't know what the commonalities are that Close Construction and Road and Highway Builders have, but I'm informed that George Grace is a native Hawaiian. So, here's another 8/23/2012, $89,250. So, with $178,000. And now we have an $89,000. So we go to another one. And here he has a notice of order of a daily fine total, $339,000. Now, I'm not defending George Grace now, but what I'm telling you is that there's something stinky about this mess, something terribly stinky. And 326.13, here's another $71,000 that he owed. Meantime, the same agency that's penalizing him, the City and County of Honolulu Department of Planning and Permitting, is sending a letter to other tenants on Hawaiian homelands with no explanation other than here's your money back, here's your application back, and the laws don't apply to you because it's sovereign. So, this is what we get with the drop my ink pen there if you're wondering. This is what we get when you have a government who installs individuals down like Linda Lingle, who puts in Michael Cunney, who is willing, because of a news story, to change horses in the middle of the stream at the expense of the party that is involved in the harm. The article don't mention that. The article mentions that Grace paid the money for the first fine. And he did, some $400,000 or $389,000 for the first violation. Now, some of you may have a different spin on it, but I'm just following the documents, and I'd like to hear from you. What do you think? Is in this situation, what I've provided to you, is it fair? Is it, what is it, you see? Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Good morning, Mr. Cox. This is George Grace.
Hey, good morning, George. I'm here talking all about you, man. No stink, though.
That's why my ears is ringing.
I'm sharing with the listeners, and I've informed them we're not defending your case.
Oh,
I'm just laying out. I've shared with them the letters from Michael Connie and how you ended up in this predicament from the beginning. So can you share a little bit of insight and what's the status, what's going on, how did we do this, how did we arrive at this point?
Well, it seems like, you know, they make me look like I'm a very malicious and a very bad person, but all it is that I'm so humble that I want to wait till I get a couple slaps then I'll, you know, hit back. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I took more than a couple slaps. I've been dragged through the mud, and every time I'm down, I'm expecting a hand to pick me up, and I get another whack in the face again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's an old saying, you can only hit a dog so many times with a stick, and he's going to bite you.
Right.
You know, and that's, that time is now. I've had enough already. I've been patient, and the only reason why I've been so patient and so humble with this is because I don't believe in arguing and fighting over
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
If it can't be fixed, then it can't be fixed. But if it can be, then let's talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that for years, and I've gotten nowhere, you know, with chairmen leaving and interim people coming in, land managers, land division people, and, you know, so much discrimination has been going on, and I've been telling them, hey, you know, this is not fair, let's talk about it, hey, you know, let's just do something. And then we move on, and then somebody else is in charge. I mean, I went from Micah to my land manager, Noel Camo, to some new people that came in for only 4 months, with Linda Chin, and then administration change, you know, we gone through, what's his name, Kalana Park for a while. He tried to shut me down on a race day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it came with enforcement, and, you know, without even knowing the story or anything, they just react.
Mm-hmm.
Then when our new governor came in, Mr. Abercrombie, and he brought in Alapaki, you know, I thought, all right, you know, there might be some light at the end of the tunnel, but it seems like the light was a train, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's heading straight to me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, he's resigned, and I've reached out to the governor for help. He's tossed me some people, Marvin Wong and Luz Copa, and, you know, they brought Michelle Kalhani involved. And, you know, we're actually moving forward to, you know, Michelle has got her little problems with the governor, and, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, they're working that out, but now it affects me because we were trying to clear up our mess, you know, here. And then now we got, Joby Masagatani and Darryl Young, and the recent acts of Hawaiian Homes, even the commissions, got me a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, worried enough to where, you know, I'm going to be filing a complaint with the Department of Interior, because this is it. I think they've gone too far. When the commission voted and gave Hawaiian Homes the power to evict people if they're not in compliance, That worried me, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not in compliance because of Hawaiian Homes.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is giving them the power to clean up their mess without anybody finding out.
Right,
and that's not good. You know, and I've been, like I said, impatient because I'm a Hawaiian people. I believe that we shouldn't fight. This thing going to end up costing somebody a lot of money. It's either going to cost me some money and time, or it's going to cost the state.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to let them slap me around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, then, you know, who's going to pay? The Hawaiian people.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I've shared with you the documents, and we've exchanged documents, and I'll let the public know that it wasn't just you went mute and went on the ground. You have books and books of correspondence back and forth,
oh, yeah.
attempting to work out. When I shared with you the letter that they were refunding closed construction their money back and telling them that they don't need to comply with city laws, and you also heard the conversation I had with the city where the city basically sent it back but know very little about the companies, and were excited or shocked to know that these companies
right.
were stockpiling, yet they were hammering you. What do you feel?
I sunk in my feet, and it kind of breaks my heart that, you know, our own local agency can treat me like that, and companies that come from afar can just walk in and do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for whatever reason it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, but I don't think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me and anybody else that's Hawaiian here, it seems like, you know, if you're brown-skinned, it ain't going to work.
Apparently
right,
so.
Right away.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not just saying that. I'm not a prejudiced person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it awfully seems that way, because every time there's a problem, it's always like this, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, even from the Pasha group down, it's like, holy crap, you know, the things that they can do and get away with. And at the same time, we can be on my property at 1 o'clock arguing about zoning and permissions and permit and blah, blah, blah. And 105, they're on the next lot saying, hey, yeah, do this, do that, you know, whatever you're exempt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fair to me, as well as the Hawaiian people, you know what I mean? But this new power they got worries me, not only for me, but all of Hawaiian people. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing. And without a public hearing, they don't have to give a hearing with the commission or anyone. Just their reason. Hey, you're not in compliance. Oh, you got 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that worried me a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's making me go ahead and file this complaint.
And you're going to file a complaint with the Department of the Interior.
Yes, I am.
I see. Well, anything I can do, or all my documents and research, as I've shared with you, and I will provide them and give you a sworn statement. I want to remind people, they get confused, is this a talk show or am I a journalist? I'm an activist looking for the civil rights that it should be afforded to all people, and I will tell you folks listening out there, the documents speak for themselves. If you're interested, please feel free. If you want to see treatment that is disparate, at minimum, unfair. And the sad part about it is that there's main players here, the Department of Hawaiian Homelands and the City and County of Honolulu, where they're interchangeable, and they can send in things and decide whether you're exempt or not exempt. Hold on one second. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Oh, what's up, Carol Cox?
I'm. What you got? Any questions or comments, Jacob? Anything, right quick?
Oh, so what's going on with all the homeland people?
Okay, what do you got? Any comment for them, real quick?
Oh, I think that homeland people should like get a. I think the homeland people should like get a home or something. You know, like. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be homeless or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right. Okay.
All
right. Well, yeah. Anyway, George, this is have left you. I mean, what I didn't tell the public is that the listeners out there is that those complaints, those violations that you received, they've been closed, correct?
Yeah, they've been closed, and I guess now they just want to try to find ways to get me to pay the fine, but they're
mm-hmm.
actually going to try to use this against me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to share with you a little bit, we applied for a sign so we can have a sign up at the racetrack because we don't have a sign. We only have banners. And we were told by that department that they cannot give me one permit because Hawaiian Homeland is exempt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got sovereign rights. So how can you not give me a permit for my sign, but you can give me a violation and a fine?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very confusing. It's permission procedures or whatever it is. I mean, I guess you got to be a fortunate one to get just the door wide open, and I'm not one of those fortunate ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've done anything wrong, Mr. Cox, I want somebody to show me what I did wrong, and I can't get anybody to show me. Nobody even wants to take responsibility for that letter.
Yeah. You heard that conversation I had with the city and county enforcement branch where
yes.
I was informing them of road and highway builders.
Yes.
He didn't know who they were, didn't know where they were, and close construction, but their office had exempted close construction for
yes.
any zoning permit. So if you don't know they exist and you don't know where they're located, how can you send a letter exempting them?
That's what I mean. It's so crazy. You know, it's like they have a post-it on their a wall or on their desk that says anything Hawaiian Homes is exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number one. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think right below that or above that says anything from the racetrack is hammer them till he's dead.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not fair to me.
Yeah.
You know, or everyone that uses the racetrack. You know, it's not fair to us that. And most people would have gave up by now, but I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to. It seems cost me a lot of money, a lot of hardship, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into this place, and I'm not going to give up.
And character assassination, because this rises to the level. I don't know who it is that want that land or what it is that as I asked you yesterday jokingly.
Yeah.
What did you do? Because others are doing worse. For example, as you may have read or saw, that I uncovered that they're using a gate through the authorization of DHHL to avoid going through and legally required to have their trucks inspected or go through the inspection to avoid. That was done by Hawaiian Homeland, but yet you haven't committed any act. I haven't seen a single document where they say you did this other than you stockpile. You initiated that when Michael Connie gave you that. But one of the things that I did see that strikes me as interesting, Michael Connie talks about this. We have publicly expressed this position in the media. There's a commonality here with the Lingle administration and the Abercrombie administration, I've noticed. And that is, they are only responding to things because of media scrutiny. So in other words, when someone called and complained, as he said in his letter, and I'll read later, once they complain, then abandon everything that they had authorized you and go the opposite and leave you hanging. While Darrell Young, Governor Abercrombie's deputy, who he appointed, and Puni Aloha Chi, they have engaged in, and I have knowledge and conversations that I've been informed, as they've said, is that they have to be careful because they could swing a deal with you if the media wasn't watching. And I think you were in one of those meetings. I had spoken to your sister there. And what does that mean? We could work a deal with you if the media wasn't watching.
Yeah, I'm sure if, you know, that would be something sneaky, and I'm not trying to do anything sneaky. I just want to get done what, you know, I said I was going to do. When I met with the commission years ago, I gave them a plan. We gave them drawings. The attorney general signed off. Hawaiian Home signed off. And, you know, that's all I want to do. But because of the Hawaiian Homes constantly trying to get me to give up and get out,
right,
it cost me a lot of money. The track isn't even at its full capacity yet. We were supposed to be drag racing by now. After the third year, we would be drag racing. And I can't do anything. They got me held down on a part of the land, 26 acres I can't use because of the bushes and complaints that there's a possible significant ancient artifacts in there. We researched, we had people come in, can't find anything wrong, can't find anything to be aware of, but they keep telling us, oh, the civic club says this, the civic club says that. But we bring in people with credentials, and it's just not, well, we don't want to hear it. We're going to take this land back. You know, so I've been paying rent, I've been paying insurance, and I've been blocking them from taking it away from me, because if you take it away, then I lose it. Then I don't have the full acreage that we're supposed to have.
Yeah.
There were talks about relocating us to another property close by, and that they could rent where I am at to someone else and give the civic club the bushes, and then, boom, administration change, people change again. Start all over? No, we don't know if we can do that. Let us research. Then boom, the land managers leave, chairmen leave, and then this is a constant battle. It's cost me a lot of time and money, and they put a great financial burden on me.
I think that there is one thing I would try to understand that, and I've sat back and go, what would a Republican administration have to do with the Democratic administration, a Democrat administration?
I don't think it has anything to start. I think the problem starts within Hawaiian Homes.
Right, and that's where I'm headed with this.
I've had opportunity to sit in meetings and listen to some of the homeowners that's got problems. And it seems like problems have been there for 20-something years. Now, administrations have changed from Republican to Democrat back and forth for so many years, but the problem's still there. So they need to focus more on the agency, how they're running that place, who's running it, and the people that's causing the problems for Hawaiian Homes, they're the ones that should be held to pay the price to correct these problems, because you know, that's not fair to the Hawaiian people again. You got a loose cannon running around in there. A couple of loose cannons.
I look at the commonality. One person that's involved in most of these things is Linda Chen.
Yes.
And if you were to ask me, based on the numerous cases and RP, revocable permits, and the way she has handled them, I'm informed that from people internally that she is even one of the people in her capacity discussing and debating the trade-off on Hawaiian lands to other entities, exchanging of lands. That's a lot of power for one person.
And
what I see in your situation here is that I believe that it's a flexing of the muscle, and I believe it starts with the land manager, who has, at a minimum, as he said, he's not corrupt. And I've invited him to go get an attorney, because the information that I've talked to people is that, at a minimum, he sure makes favors to some and then tries to destroy you.
Are you talking about Mr. Young?
Yeah, I was going to get that Ward K. Young or Kalei Young.
He stood at my property and told me, not because somebody else can get away with it, you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I want to get away with it. It's what's fair for everyone in Hawaiian Home, that's renting Hawaiian Home properties, should be fair for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like if one can do it, the other can do it.
Right. And
especially with my exemption letter.
And the one of the things that... what bothered me when I hear these things that Mr. Daryl Young is making, statements like, well, if the media, if Carol Cox and Rob Perez wasn't looking down and breathing down our neck, and we're on the microscope, they've taken out, we don't have any tools now to work any special favors for you. It's as if, if I didn't know any better and hear the other half of that conversation, I would think, well, George, you must be there looking for a handout, and you're willing to submit and participate in such underhanded behavior. And I know that I don't go away with that opinion, because I have the other side of that coin. I know the other portion of that conversation.
Right.
But this is how they work, and I'm trying to convey that to the public. You're talking about ruthless and a lawless organization. It is the Hawaiian Homelands Agency.
It is.
Or the commission.
But, you know, Carol, they're focusing all their time and effort to clean up the outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So when people look at it, it looks good. But the problem is on the inside of the house. The crack is leaking from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they got to start cleaning. That's only my opinion.
Yeah.
But every time there's a problem with me or anybody else, the homeowners has got a problem. It comes from inside the agency.
Yeah.
So guys like Daryl, Joby, Micah, they're here today, they're gone tomorrow because administrations change.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But the problem is inside Hawaiian Homes.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do something good, and I don't know how the system works, but I'm learning every day. I still don't know why the commission don't have the power to choose their chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like putting a fox to watch the hen house when you got the chairman of Hawaiian Homes being the chair.
Right.
For the commission. That's kind of backwards to me, you know, and that's just my opinion. And I'm speaking freely because I'm a little upset with the way everything is happening.
Well, you have a right to be upset because the news article, for example, in September 2010, this article was written, and it's in the Star Advertiser, written by Rob Perez, January 14, 2013. In September 2010, he states, SART paid the city $4,390 in fines for a 2008 violation of stockpiling without a permit. But this activity, as I spoke with you, and I didn't even have to ask you this, Michael Connie, the letter authorized you and exempted you from the zoning laws, because not only, forget if they authorize you, the zoning laws does not apply, city and county zoning laws does not apply to Hawaiian Homelands.
Right.
That's the first start. But then we get in this gray area of what did they say, and they exempted and redacted and rescinded and what have you. But the reality is, this is something should have been asked rather than representing that, well, you got fined and you paid the fine. What do you, you don't have to speak to that in detail, but...
Well, you know, I was screaming out loud, holding this piece of paper to the city, to Hawaiian Homes, that what about this, you know?
Yeah.
I just moved 1,500 truckloads of dirt onto the property, and you want me to take it off?
Because you exempted me, and I was working under the,
right.
the spirit,
exactly.
didn't it?
We didn't want to waste no time. We got started, and then they said, no, you got to go get the permit. It came down to where the only reason why I paid the fine was because I was held down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was held down by Hawaiian Homes, and they said, if you don't solve your problem with the city, we're going to revoke your permit, and you're gone.
Yeah, and so they can do it too, boy.
They can. So it was a choice of evil for me. I got to go pay one fine that I don't think I got to pay. But, you know, my dad always told me, sometimes you got to do what you don't like to get what you want. You know, so I did that. I did that thinking that, okay, all right, we're going to move forward, and then I keep getting slapped.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time they put a hoop there, I jump it, they get mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they sent me new letters that I got to, now I got to comply with this list of things. And it's like, boom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come out to my property with enforcement to shut me down. It is suspected. When all this Ordi Pond thing came up, I got the blame for that. It was the Navy cleaning the pond, you know,
mm-hmm.
but... When the Department of Health came out with search warrants and enforcement, and it is suspected till today that the calls to the Department of Health came from Hawaiian Homes
mm-hmm.
to come out and inspect me. After all of that, they never find me with nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tried to fine me $10,000 because I wouldn't let them onto the property without my attorney
mm-hmm.
or without Michelle Kahan, who was on vacation, which she said she would be back. And they said no.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to pay the fine, $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, okay, well, we'll make a deal. You pay less. No, all the way down to the 11th hour, we're going to go to a hearing. I want a hearing. I want to plead my case. The day before the hearing, 4:30, they call my attorney and say, you know, we get evidence that there may have been communication that we could have did this on another day, so we're going to just dismiss this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Just dismiss it, yeah? I've been on the news. I've been dragged to the mud. I was a victim again. My fault, because I never come out swinging. You know what I mean? But, again, they're wrong.
But how do you come out and fight when someone gives you the authorization, authorizes you to commit a certain act, and then months later rescind it? And by the way, the first one that noticed that you got was from Alakaki, that in April, that told you that they were thinking about rescinding it.
That was with Micah.
Yeah.
They gave me the exemption. Then they told me that they're thinking about rescinding the letter. 7 months later is when they actually sent the letter in.
And so you got fined for the activity of bringing
right.
in the dirt.
The only way I could correct the problem was take the dirt off the property. So
mm-hmm.
that cost me money to remove the dirt. And then they assigned me a new land manager, this gal named, really nice lady, Leolani Kini.
Mm-hmm.
And she read my file, read the letter, and she said, okay, why did you move the dirt? Because they told me I had to move the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said, but you're exempt. I said, I know, but where were you when this happened? You're new now. I wish you were here long ago.
Wow.
You know, so, and because she was actually kind of shedding some light on this thing for us and helping us figure out what we needed to do, who do we talk to and get things going, it's because of her that we actually raised it. She helped us get to a point where we're today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, she got let go. There's talks in the agency that she found some stuff in there that wasn't right. And when it was questioned, they got rid of her.
Yeah.
And that may be just rumor, but, you know, I don't think so.
No, it's not rumor. She was doing what's right, and they'll tell you, oh, we can't discuss it because it's a private matter and confidential. But what I did learn, share with the listeners out there, and we're coming down to the last few minutes of this hour, through this process, the delinquency accounts that I've asked for some maybe a year now, going on a year, and they still haven't provided. I mean the real delinquency account for RPs and rental.
Yes.
Exceeds $5 million, and DHHL refuses to make an aggressive effort in collecting it. So what's missing here? You know, so
there's a lot of things that don't make sense there. It's a whole list, and every one of them will leave the general public scratching their head, thinking, "What the hell?" You know, I am still waiting. I'll probably get an eviction notice come Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I got one before, and they couldn't even answer me why. We sent the media then. They said, never mind. It's been reinstated.
Yeah.
You know, I've lost sponsorships because of Hawaiian Homes. I've lost a lot of people that had a lot of faith in what we were doing. We lost them because of this. You know, but I haven't lost my faith.
Yeah.
I'm still hammering away. But I just come to the point where now I got to fight back. A lot of people are wondering what was going on. Why are you so quiet? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And I can't comment because I was trying to just fix everything. There's possible legalities involved without making any lawsuits or complaints. Try to make something happen.
Yeah. Well,
everybody, and it's not happening.
I applaud you for sticking in there because I wasn't aware of how much nonsense was occurring that was focused and projected toward you because I know I have a list of many companies, and in the next hour I'm going to be talking more extensively about the tolerance, people, tenants dumping oil, Collie Watson's clients dumping oil and abusing the land, and yet I couldn't get any of the land agents, any of the state agencies to do anything. Yet they were there circling the wagons as if they were waiting until you die or turn your head and so it could hit you and finish you off.
That's what it is.
So, you know, and again, so those of you out there thinking that I'm defending George, no, I'm just reflecting to you that when this is a government agency. These are government agencies that are behaving like this. It requires attention. It requires someone to pick it up and look at it and say to George, you're being wronged. In my opinion, based on these documents, the inconsistencies, and I think that you let me know the information you need me to help you or provide you with this to file your complaint, and because I'm now moving to, I filed many requests, and Daryl Young and Pooney Chi, the slickies out there, they've learned well at Nestor Garcia's office, and so this is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. I write a letter and ask questions. They write me back saying, you need to put that in a formal request. But it is a formal request. It's in my letter. Well, then I have to put it back on a, which is just hitting a button on the computer, printing it out. But the stalling. And Young says that we now have to, because of the media being so close and scrutiny and all these problems, and the commissioners talking to the media, we now have invoked a policy that any information we get a request for, we send it to the Attorney General, and basically that's the delay, so no one will see justice. Anyway, you have any comments before we go? We're down to 1 minute.
No, I just want the public to know that, you know, there's reasons why things look the way it was, but don't judge me just by what you see in the media.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out there's a lot of stuff that's going to come out and clear my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that much.
Yeah.
And it's going to shed light on, you know, it's going to turn the light on and watch all the cockroaches run.
Well, I'm going to help you turn it on. So whatever documents I have and whatever efforts will continue. So thank you, George.
Thank you very much, sir.
Aloha.
Thank you. All right.
Anyway, that was Mr. George Grace, the owner of SORT, the Save Oahu Race Track. And we'll be back in the next hour at carolcox.com.
Such a bad thing, standing there all alone, looking so good to me, baby. Can't do no wrong, hey, baby. Put your arms around me, set my world on. Ain't never gonna be nobody like you, baby.
heart, and that's no lie. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show, right here at KWAI Honolulu.
It seems you want to give me a lifetime of security. Down on your dying knees, I want you big, I want you plead. But your words come much too late. My love for you has turned to hate, 'cause you've taken too much time to show me that you're mine. When I drop you for, you'll need another toy, one that won't stand up for herself. When I knock you down, you'll need another town where somebody's gonna talk to you. You just let me wait. Now it's too late for your delay, delayed devotion. You tried to convince me, oh, about the possibilities, but I know that all your poetry just comes from insecurity, 'cause your actions mean nothing no more, when it's what I've been waiting for, 'cause you've taken too much time to show me that you're mine. When I drop you, boy, you'll need another toy, one that won't stand up for yourself. When I knock you down, you'll need another town where somebody's gonna talk to you, 'cause you just let me wait. Now it's too late for your delay, devotion. You played me for a fool for too long, blinded by your lies. I never saw your own. I'm no longer under your spell. Hear it in this song. You can't go to hell. When I drop you, boy, you'll need another toy, one that won't stand up for herself. When I knock you down, you'll need another town where somebody's gonna talk to you. You just let me wait, and now it's too late for your delay, delayed emotion.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI staff and management.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. I want to thank Mr. George Grace for trusting and calling in and talking with me about DHHL and his demise, I should say, and that's what it is. If it was free of, if it was just a simple enforcement issue and where he was being accused of doing something wrong and then the evidence was there, and the agencies had integrity in presenting their case. But there's no case. It's a tag team. It's the Hawaiian Homelands issues a permit, an exemption. But there's no exemption needed because you're already exempt because it's sovereign land. And I'll read to you that the Navy did that with a case that I shared with you a while back with former Congressman Ed Case, where Mr. Case represented an entity there in the Waikele Caves, and the Navy wrote back to the city who had issued a notice of violation to the Navy and basically said to them, stop it, get out of our way. We're sovereign, and you have no say in our matters, and on and on and on. That's compliments of Congressman Ed Case. And so why didn't they push? I'll give you the specifics. It was the Ford Island Ventures, LLC. A notice of violation was issued October 4th, 2010. And as you may recall, I reported this a long time ago. Ed Case wrote a letter. We represent Ford Island Ventures, and this address is the above notice of violation and is issued landowner, United States of America, and ground lessee, FIV. As preliminary matter, please note that TMK's this letter is to request that your department immediately rescind the NOV on the basis that the parcel is owned by the USA and subject to exclusive federal jurisdiction and is not subject to zoning jurisdiction of the city and county of Honolulu. Well, guess what, folks? The land that George Grace is situated on is former Navy, under the same complex. And so that's one exemption. So why then are they hammering George Grace? And why then are they allowing road and highway builders, as I told you, reported before, Calais Young, in writing and enforcing, he alludes to and represents, suggested there is a permit for an NPDS permit held and obtained and held by Pasha, when in fact no such permit exists. And then he goes further to say he's comforted to know that they've amended that permit to accommodate road and highway builders, while that never happened either. So one would have to ask, what gives here? Why is one Hawaiian person being hammered and people coming in? And, you know, some of you say the race card, but there you have to sort through and you have to ask, why then are they willing to go to such length to destroy one entity and pamper and kid glove treatment for others who have greater impacts because they're processing, they're crushing, there's going to be spills and fuels and mixtures and what have you? Why? So, again, this, as I told you a long time ago, I've seen corruption in government, and I can tell you and can smell it and see it, and it becomes so prevalent and noticeable. But the Hawaiian Homeland Commission is not government anymore. It is a band of thieves, a collection of people that wake up in the morning with the specific intent to defraud the native people, period. The native people can't go there and speak with them openly. And people like myself, I'm not native Hawaiian, but I'm entitled to, it's my government, and I'm at a minimum allowed to look at the documents or see what they're doing without impedance or impediments that they put in place. So there's a lot to be asked about this. And I saw there was a governor was inviting, this is kind of a side note, that he was inviting to acknowledge Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King's commemorative 50th anniversary and what have you for the march. But here's the problem. When I look at this and I ask, why would you even bother? I know it's nice, the governor's role, but why is it that I'm sitting here looking at this picture of his smiling face and saying, we're struggling even with gay rights issues. He knows that he is a strong supporter, but look where we are on that issue. And we are going to invite him, and he's going to be part of it. I would rather see Mickey Mouse notify me about the commemorative than to have Neil Abercrombie as governor, who has set a policy in place where I've never, ever witnessed any administrations, any so arrogant, so reckless, so insensitive, ever. I, as an African American here, can't even get on his list till today after he's been in to get an electronic email of public relations or public press releases. And he wants to be associated and presents himself. That don't come easy. People die to get this. And then just by the wave of a pen and the authority of it, we need to say to ourselves, put up or shut up. We don't need you degrading. To me, it's an affront. It's an insult. Having worked and lived and struggled like many others have, and then to witness this cavalier mindset, screw the people of Hawaii. We can't get open government. Records are being hindered. The access to government activities are being hindered and hampered. And then we want to celebrate with his face associated with that. Just remember that, folks. We'll accept, and thanks for notifying us, but go back to work and clean up your act. Dr. Martin Luther King and others fought for freedom. Freedom means a lot of things, not just being able to ride get off the back of the bus and move to the front. It's not being pulled over by policemen and, assaulted. That's not what this is all about. It's about government, clean, good quality living, honest government, all of that. And the end result is freedom. Freedom to elections. Look, want to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King? Do an open investigation on the voting fraud that occurred the last voting session. Then I could see your smiling face and associated with something that's similar or coming almost near what Dr. Martin Luther King. But just by putting your name in there, I'm insulted. I was like, there's a bell ringing that he was summoning people to participate in. Good for him. But the reality is Dr. Martin Luther King is historic. But what is going on? How are you, Neil Abercrombie, impacting the lives of gay people? Even the non-gay. We want to see something done. But you've been lethargic. You've been missing in action with sneakiness, threatening people's jobs. And now you want to tell us about the commemorative bell ring. Well, I applaud all of you for being able to stomach that kind of behavior. But for me, I know what it is to fight for freedom. And inside of my heart, the bells will ring. I'll be excited and I'll be reminded that I don't have to go and drink from a fountain that says color to white. So those are the realities. And Neil Abercrombie, at your pace, there are Native Hawaiians. They may be able to go and drink from any fountain they want to, but you are doing a disgraceful treatment. You're projecting on them something that's inhumane. It's not fair. Clean up Hawaiian homelands if you want to be associated with Dr. Martin Luther King. Didn't come easy. So I'm. That's just my spout. And I just can't see it happening when people are dying. Hawaiian people are dying in line on waiting lists. And you want to celebrate freedom. And you want to celebrate the march. You're taking us backwards, but in the meantime, you're celebrating 50 years ago. It's up to you. You're the one who put blood on signs and fences and fighting the Vietnam War. What happened to that mindset? What happened to that fight to protect people, Mr. Abercrombie? So anyway, I hate it when people, the Dr. Martin Luther King and other civil rights activists and these freedom riders that risked their lives and lost their lives, and then here's Neil Abercrombie. I'm governor. I have the worst ranking or ratings there is in the nation practically. Suspended all environmental laws that would afford people of color, people low income, protection against environmental degradation, the impacts. And now all of a sudden you want to be associated. It don't come easy, Neil. So your actions must rise to the level of Dr. Martin Luther King, then we'll listen to you when you summon us to hear the bells ring. So anyway, you have to do better. You can't continue. But anyway, we were talking about Hawaiian homes and homelands and the treatment. But George talked about an article, and I did too, that was in the Advertiser. And just to carry on what was happening with this, and if you have any comments about any of this, please feel free to call up. 524-1080 is the number that you'd like to talk. But listen at one of these statements about the situation with George. Grace, 8 years ago, the pond water was clear. Fish life and waterfowl were plentiful, and the pond didn't smell, according to Lee. This is Richard Lee, the retired educator. Well, what is clear? And 8 years ago, what is lots of wildlife and fish? Did he do a sampling? And then how could you jump include that in an article and then turn around and while you're saying this guy George Grace is a bad guy, I guess that's what you're trying to say, and you incorporate that. Task Mr. Lee with what is clarity. Did he check for the turbidity? Did he test for the suspended particulates in the water to determine? No. This is science can put away with gossip. Good morning, caller. Comment or question?
Just a comment for the most part. My name is Mike Kitchens, and I've been involved in the racing scene for quite a long time here in Hawaii, all the way back when HRP closed and everything like that, and I've been in the fight to try and get a new racetrack. And I think corruption has been one of the key ingredients to why nothing has gotten done here in Hawaii as regards to building a facility. It's prevalent in a lot of the structures that we deal with, you know, and it's almost like not, you know, what it's about, you know, or the importance of the cause, but who you know, and whose back you have to scratch and all that good stuff just to get something done. You know, it's not about whether it's right. I mean, you can see that the, you know, Mr. Grace is getting constantly attacked nonstop about these matters such as Wardy Pond and things of that nature. But no one ever writes a positive story about what he's doing to make the streets safer, what he's doing to give racers a home after we've lost our track. You know, nothing is made light of that. It's just all negative. And when it comes to corruption, you know, you deal with it on a daily basis when it comes to doing permitting. And it doesn't matter what it is, really. It's, you know, who's got the, you know, I mean, if somebody calls in with an anonymous complaint, the city has to respond to it. Regardless of whether it's superfluous or fake or from somebody who's called for the past, you know, past year repeatedly complaining about it, they still have to act on it. Even if he hasn't done anything wrong. And then those newspaper reporters, what they do is they pick up on that and they just use those complaints to try and make their story sound more scandalous and make him sound bad when in fact, nothing was ever even found wrong.
I've sorted through many files, and all that I see was he was stockpiling and grading. And I'm saying, well, you said the land is sovereign. What's your business here? And then you're allowing writing other people, telling them you're exempt because the land that you're operating, grading, and stockpiling on is sovereign. But for George Grace, it's not. You know, it's wrong.
It's tough.
I have a mouthful of words to say, but I can't say them. Anyway, any more comment on that?
No, just that, to be honest, Department of Hawaiian Homelands, I mean, it's just been absolutely ridiculous as far as trying to get something done. This guy has been working on this track for, like, I mean, what, 2007, 2008, you know? And look how far he's gotten. He could be so much farther. He's got the willpower, he's got the know-how, and he's got tons of volunteers and people who wanted to make it happen. And he can't do it. He can't do it just because he's blocked at every level, practically, it seems like, sometimes.
Right. They seem to know everything, every pebble that George was on, For example, here's a letter, March 9, 2009. Now, this is George got his permit and went ahead and started, and the letter was written in January 2008 that Michael Conney exempted him, and the city acknowledged that and was acceptable for months. But here is a letter, March 9th, written to Michael Conney by David Tenoy. We know who David is, right? Attached are copies of the notice of violation and notice of order issued to your department to Save Oahu's Racetracks, LLC, for stockpiling approximately 34,878 cubic yards without stockpiling permit. As the landowner, the Department of Hawaiian Homelands was included in the NOV, the due process, quote, allocation associated with this citation to correct the violation has expired, and we are in the process of issuing notices of order, right? Now, the same agency, the Department of Planning and Permitting, drives to George's property and passes others that are stockpiling grading, for example, Paintball Express, Douglas Westbrooks and his group, did lots, no permits. They missed that. And the problem is, it's the same land managers. Why is it that the land manager, the city may not have seen it, but why is it that the DHHL land manager only saw George's stockpiling but misses the other company's stockpiling? Maybe the envelope was blinding. I don't know. But anyway, owing to the vigilant monitoring of federal agencies for compliance with the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, we must satisfy all requirements and mandates of this program. Further, as I am sure you can appreciate, it is very difficult to satisfactorily respond to complainants when they inquire as to why the state would allow the lessee of their property to ignore the code and or fail to respond to our demands for compliance. As such, we are requesting your assistance in this matter by compelling your lessee to obtain the necessary permits or remove the stockpiling materials. Now, he filed for a zone clearance, but they never processed it. How about that?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where they have, you know, he's done everything by the book as best he can. I mean, the thing is, there's never been a racetrack built on Oahu besides back way back in the, you know, what, 50s, 60s when Pfluger did it, right? I mean, there's nothing in the books about how to build a racetrack. So nobody knows what they're doing. So one head tries to talk to the other one doesn't know what the other one's saying, you know. And then what happens is, because of the corruption and all that, people who have certain power over certain things can block things like that. I mean, Micah Kane gave strict permission to George Brace and Sork to build the racetrack, to go ahead and start laying that dirt down. They gave him permission and said, if the city doesn't respond in 30 days, then tell you what, you can go ahead and do it. That's what he did. And then what happens is the city comes back and DHL buckles or somebody doesn't like it. I'm not sure exactly what happened. And all of a sudden he's fined thousands of dollars, you know, just because he was told to do it. He was told to do it.
Yeah. One of the complainants, Evelyn and Franklin Souza with Franklin Painting Services, whatever, has a lease of a Hawaiian homelands. Now, why is it that Kalei Young or Ward Young, the land branch manager, and Linda Chin didn't know that they were storing paint in volumes that was contrary to their permit? How is it that they could be receiving complaints from the Souzas about George Grace? Now, I could see if there were separate entities in operating remotely. We're talking about sharing the same land manager who shows up at George Grace's gates to demand they let him search, but Evelyn Souza has a paint company, and I don't know even know if they rectified it. And why didn't the state go there? When I called and talked to the state about this paint being stored, they didn't know where it was, number one, had no interest, number two, and only responded because I went there and didn't start to inquire. Again, these are the disparate treatment that I have documented, and that is just minor. For example, now I don't know if the Hawaiian homelands own part or some of the lands that the old racetrack was on. I don't know who the rightful owner is. But what I can tell you is that I have pictures, and we'll post them up at carolcox.com, barrels and barrels of waste oil and contaminant and chemicals just left there. at the old racetrack. Then, to top it off, there are reports of black garnet or black beauty. That is a sandblasting grit that was dumped out there from Pearl Harbor and other sandblasting companies. So, reporting that, City and County of Honolulu didn't hurry there with 911 alarms. But boy, they circled the wagons on George. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I was out at the Hawaii Racing Park with your session, which is one of the local events that you operate out there on a regular basis. And, you know, the entire, actually, you know, the entire track was built out of discarded waste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the banking and the dirt oval, everything back there, that's just a big dumping ground. That's all
it was a dumping ground for haulers and smugglers.
Yeah, and it's been like that forever, and the city never came down on it. Never came down on it. I mean, it's all about preferential treatment, and that's what it is. I mean, to be honest, when I first got into all this, I was very bright-eyed, and, hey, we can do this, and we can push it through, and all this and stuff. And it's just been so hard. I mean, it's just ridiculous how difficult it is. Just, I mean, there's so many people out there. There's literally thousands of people that want an active and capable racetrack. They want it here. There's no other place to do it. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it right here where it's at right now. Where else are we going to do it at? You know what I mean? It's out of the way. You know, it's away from people. Yeah, this is the only place to do it, and I don't know why the city is so, well, not really even the state, but the Department of Hawaii and Homeland is so corrupt that they just won't allow it. I mean, there's certain people in certain places in DCHL that have a vendetta, or they're listening to other people, and because they have the power, they're preventing it from moving forward. I mean, it took them till 2010 to give them the go ahead to say, hey, yeah, you can go ahead and open up to hold events. The guy is paying he's trying to pay his rent every month, but yet they won't let him hold events. They won't let him put on, they wouldn't even let him put on a dirt, just a regular race on what he had, you know, without building anything, just a rally race on the ground. They wouldn't let him do that. How is he supposed to pay his rent if he can't generate income from it?
Yeah, I know. I've read of many of the documents and I've watched, and what was shocking and revealing is that the city and county of Honolulu, the enforcer, apparently the hitman, I should describe them as being, because that's, if it's sovereign land, then you can't twist the law under any condition, complaints or no complaints. The law is the law. And if you back down with the Navy and respect their claim that it's sovereign, and Ed Case declaring that it's sovereign, then why would you, and you tear up notice of violations, you didn't collect money, then why would you stick it to George Grace? And then why would you allow Pasha to do what it's doing? And why would you allow closed construction? I'm just naming just a few, right?
Carol, did you know, Carol, that they can't even put a sign up? You know that they can't put a sign up that says KRP on it? Just a little sign.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever they put up has to be temporary and has to be removed. They can't put a sign up because the city says that they don't have jurisdiction over it.
Yeah.
They don't have jurisdiction because it's still federal whatever land that hasn't been shifted over, some of that.
But
so if they don't have jurisdiction over it in that regard, how come they're being so hard?
Mm-hmm. But you can drive down the road there a little ways and find Extreme Paintball with the entire wall painted, and that is a sign, right?
Yeah.
No prosecution. But then I guess that's because Westbrook had access and had friends and what have you. But as regards the city, when I spoke with him and I have a letter, he didn't have permits. He didn't have permits to grade, to grub, to stockpile, or anything. But he did. So that is something is wrong there, you see. And so we'll continue to get to the bottom of it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Anyway, let me just share with you. What we're talking about is revocable permits when we talk about RPs. And you heard me report last time that Daryl Young said that he's now handling the RPs, and they're going to do right of entries, and he wants to avoid discussing and incorporating anything to do with Native Hawaiian issue in the sense of recognizing a person for their background as Native Hawaiian. Because if they were motivated under that, then that would trigger his fear. His fear, now, I don't know if this is Neil Abercrombie's fear, but his fear is that it would trigger Rice versus Cayetano. So when will the Hawaiian people get a fair shake? If you got some guy that was serving to watch the front door for Nestor Garcia, who now has found it, just nature works a strange way. Trust me. Some say God works a strange way. Well, nature works a strange way. How do you get two guys at doorkeepers, or gatekeepers like Darryl Young and then Punichi Aloha, both witnessed their boss as in the form of Nestor Garcia defraud the public for years, be employed by Camel Estates or the Chamber of Commerce, not Camel Estate, but the Chamber of Commerce, couple of. So I was just thinking, how do we trust these two characters? And they're sitting there talking as if they're authorities on this and giving you opinions on the Hawaiians Commissions Act. I don't even believe they know what a liquor license is. But apparently, nature, somehow, the stars aligned, and they both ended up at the Department of Hawaiian Homelands. And who is the guy that's running interference now on any communications on the outside with the public? Punichi Aloha. Well, I got to say to you guys, you did good for a while. You served Nestor Garcia and you helped him hide and you concealed. And may I speak to Nestor? I'm sorry, he's not in. He's in the meeting, but in fact, he's over there in Kapolei doing whatever. No problem. Remember this. Let me remind you. Your tactics works for only a certain while. Nestor got caught. And if you continue, and I believe that in this process, George Grace has sufficient evidence now to at least bring forth a complaint to the Department of the Interior, which, by the way, is something contrary to what Joby Masagatani has advised the Native Hawaiians. Let's not go to Washington, D.C., and let them know that we can't get along with one another or suggest that we can't get along. Let's work our own problems out here. So does that mean people still die standing in line, waiting for their lease, while you're doing things like this? Revocable permit number 309. This is written in January 2004. Entered into this 29th day of January 2004 between the state of Hawaii by its Department of Hawaiian Homelands, whose principal place is blah, 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 Honolulu, hereinafter referred to as a permitter, the Pasha Group, a California corporation whose business and mailing address is 57 Paradise Drive, Suite, whatever. That permitter pursuant to this authority granted to it by section of the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act as amended HCCA will be therein a month-to-month basis by direct negotiation without public auction on the conditions and rent which will serve the best interest of the permittor. However, to such restrictions as to may time to... So anyway, what this is that this is the original permit, revocable permit. But I have in my hand here amendments to the permit for Pasha. So if you can imagine, a permittee was granted permission to use on a month-to-month basis approximately 20 acres of Hawaiian homelands identified as a portion of tax map, whereas requested that the use of additional lands, buildings, and facilities adjacent to the premises rented to permittee. Now, Pasha was going to is operating as basically a vehicle storage and what have you. But now, it has a number of people that are, quote, as they describe, customers. So how can you amend a revocable permit and then allow Pasha who got this on the one condition and then have them to amend it, and then they become the landlord for others, such as road and highway builders, such as Kiewit, such as DCK, and on and on and on. Why and what is the amount of money does the DHHL recover from this? Are they just getting the basic rent for the first RP revocable permit? Well, I don't know. I wrote and asked questions. This permit has been, I have right here now, one, it was amended, the first amendment was the 25th of March, 2004. The third amendment was 2005, 11 October. The fourth amendment was 2007, October. The fifth amendment, and I don't mean the constitutional fifth amendment, but the fifth amendment that they have given to Pasha is very, very questionable. You see how they work? Whereas George Grace, and these are activities now that are inconsistent with the purpose of this RP. How do you operate a permanent business out of some place? Now, they say, some of them, we're storing our equipment there. But then what are the conditions that Department of Hawaiian Homelands is set to say, well, okay, if you use it as a storage facility, then you cannot come over there on a day-to-day operation and drive your trucks or your cranes out and use them. Set some conditions so that there's consistency. But no, the Hawaiian Homelands, on the one hand, has, and in my hands here, amendments. But on the other hand, George Grace is getting hammered, being accused of doing illegal things. And I've tried to look for the illegal things, and I've asked the DHHL for documents. Going on close to a year now, they won't provide them. Because, as Daryl Young says, and I don't know if this is a lie or just this is just the style of Daryl Young, he states, we don't have any records pertaining to the racetrack. We have no more nothing, quote. So if that's the case, were they concealing? They didn't want Rob Perez to have the letter where it showed that George Grace had actually initiated the work and did the work on an exemption issued and granted by Michael Connie. And then when I contact the Hawaiian Homelands and inform them and write the governor a complaint against the land manager, I haven't received a call or a request for more information or anything. So, again, this matter, it's just corruption. And it's when a government entity can train its sights on you and inflict an injury on you, such as this, with in the case of George Grace, be forewarned it could happen to any of you. And if you think this is an isolated case, there are others out there. But it says very little about the integrity of the people there at Hawaiian Homes. There's that Mr. Norman Sakamoto, former state senator. He's there working there now. Why isn't he echoing the sounds of let's be clear and get something done for the Hawaiian people? Well, I guess when you hate gays and you want to interfere in people's lives and you run for lieutenant governor, you lose, you need a job. Your construction company is bringing in your money, but you needed some government gravy and some government influence. And then the governor needs you to run around island to island and to shake hands and commit others to support the governor in this new campaign. You see, these are the kinds of things that are going on in DHHL. These are the things that Joby Masagatani comes in to the caucus of the Democratic Party, the Hawaiian Affairs Caucus, which occurred on 327, 2013, right? Ward Warehouse, this is what they did one time. And it just recently happened, the other one, where she was is quoted to support Colleen Hanabusa. Colleen is a good person. Colleen is going to help the Hawaiians. Well, gee, if you dug the hole for them, then you should help them dig themselves out. That's only fair, isn't it, right? She's done nothing for Hawaiians, absolutely nothing. And only she's done a lot for people, but only people that have handed her something in envelopes and favors and cheap rent or discount on the purchasing of a house. That's how she helps Hawaiian people. And so let's not lie to ourselves. If you're not willing to call it what it is, then you're part of the problem. And this is absolutely, this thing with George Grace, it's a disgrace, to believe it or not. So how do we get to this? I don't know, but I'm just, it strikes me as I'm curious about, here's another statement in here, in this article that was in the Star Advertiser. Some in the native Hawaiian community and elsewhere have questioned why DHHL hasn't terminated the company's lease, given the violations through the years. Concerns about damage to important cultural sites and the agency's mission to work on behalf of the native Hawaiians. So, concerns. What are those concerns? Quantify them. Give me some specifics. Show me pictures or video of them busting up cultural sites. You see? Let me see that. Then you make a believer out of me. Evidence, if you're going to charge someone and you're going to just throw it out there. And then the strange thing is, he's not responding to that. He must be guilty. No, when you have these kinds of efforts to malign you, why respond? Go and dig and scratch and ask and hope that you can get all the documents you can to quietly redress this in the form of a lawsuit or complaint. Because the audience that's received this and read this paper, this article, have already been bamboozled. When he visited the site last month, this is regarding Richard Lee, the water was murky, a foul aroma hung in the air, no waterfowl were seen, dead fish were found floating, and a red algae clung to the pond's edge, Lee said. He said he believes dust kicked up from nearby racing activities contributed to the degradation of the pond. Now, imagine you trying to make a statement like that. Even a preschool journalist would ask, you have any proof? You have any pictures? I can't just write this in my article and put this in there and people are going to read this. I'm not going to insult people. But when you're predisposed and you go to the state and the city and those agencies and you say to them, you have anything on this guy? And they proceed to hand you a package that, oh yeah, well he paid some fines here. Ask the basic question. Did he ever contest it? What's the status? He paid it. Why did he pay it? You know, there's a big story. You don't just see a ticket. There has to be something that occurred before that. Look at the history. So, should a man or anyone, woman or child, respond to something when it starts off, you're wrong, right? The first word out of the box, you're wrong. Taking what government say is gospel, not questioning or querying them. This is how you can impugn the integrity of anyone. By loosely writing and finding someone to quote, every single time that I'm asked a comment in the news or whatever, they task me with giving them proof and facts and specifics. And that's the right thing to do. I wouldn't have it any other way. But when one goes and say, I believe and it's changed this and no, you can't go on that because someone gets hurt. The public is misled, misinformed. So anyway, this is what's going on with the Native Hawaiian community is absolutely shameful. taking, and I'll talk about the Hawaiian, for those of you who want to listen, I'll talk about the Department of Hawaiian Homelands until I see the light. The light that it's a process, and how will I see the light? When I write and ask a question about a business that's spewing chemicals into the ground, and I know they need permits, and if I write and ask, could you provide me the permit number? And then I get a letter back. Well, you need to fill out a formal request. Okay, I filed a formal request. Now there's a line of them waiting for months. That doesn't suggest that this is a place with integrity. No. It seems like there's people committed to defrauding the public, and they're going to do whatever they can to accomplish that. So, in this whole scheme of things, I can conclude and tell you with the documents, I believe that George Grace, and this is just my opinion based on the documents, that George Grace has been set up, he has been demonized, and I think that if he found the right lawyers, they can take a lot of people to task. And I know discrimination when I see it and when I smell it, and I also know when I read it. And in these documents, if you are interested and you're out there and you want to, as an activist, if you've experienced the same things at the hands of DHHL and other city agencies, feel free to give me a call, 782-6627. So anyway, that's about that on Hawaiian Homes. And just yesterday, you know what hit the fan down on McCully. You saw that story, some of you, on Channel 2. Imagine, no state agency, no city agency. Sewage running down the street for hours. And what happened? Don't know who to call. So, where are we? We're not in a third world nation. We're in America. And we spend big bucks to hire people, and we have big money to train them and to respond, and we have a fleet of trucks and cars and helicopters, yet sewage flows down the street. Raw sewage, mind you, not treated sewage. And not a single government agency involved to later. And so what does that speak to about Mr. Abercrombie's ability to have good management and his administration? What does that say about Kurt Caldwell, the guy who runs around and brags that in the next day that he took 8 tons of materials from homeless people? I couldn't pronounce the word bocce when I first got here, and I didn't know what it meant. But, Kirk, I will tell you this. I've learned the meaning, and I've learned to pronounce it. Brother, as a mayor, as a human being, you need to look at the word bocce. Because when you're taken from these people, and then under your administration, all that fancy footwork and lip work you do in the media, and then fecal matter is flowing down the street for hours, I think we need to take your chair and move you out of the city hall and the governor, because the homeless people are not doing that much of damage. Caller, good morning. Real quick, you have a comment, a question?
Yeah, just about Mr. Grace and his family, how they have supported our community for years, not just with the Kapolei City Lights, but with other projects as well. And I wish the governor would remember when the Graces sent their huge truck with his big picture all over the island. They did that at their expense to help him get elected. Yet when I worked in his office as a volunteer and then as a paid employee, they wouldn't take their calls. Granny called me, and I finally told her to call Vicki Burgess, because she schedules the governor's appointments and put her request through them. But they were absolutely being cut out, shut out, no one was listening to their pleas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not the way you treat people who have proven they're your friends and they support you.
Mm-hmm.
That is also bocce. And, you know, I'm sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of it.
Yep.
People, good people like the Graces being trashed over and over again. You know, their day will come.
And it's here now. Because, you know, Caldwell received some assistance in campaigning for, and not to mention the grand homeless Christmas dinner that at least more than 1,000 people, homeless people, come there to the racetrack to eat. Last year, I posted, in fact, at carolcox.com.
Mm-hmm.
All these beautiful kids and people and adults, homeless.
Yep.
And at least, I know about 1,200, and there's Granny Grace, and she's done this for some 25, 30 years.
Oh, God.
And so, anyway, bocce, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right, but you get the gist of it, okay. Kurt. It, what goes around, comes around.
A woman.
But while I got you, he has a house up there that one of the historic sites where he gets tax exemption.
Who does?
Does Kurt, was he involved in that? Does one of is his home or someone else?
That I don't know.
I'm if anybody out there knows.
He's got a tax exempt home, but that's in Manoa.
Yeah, well, it's tax exempt because of what?
Because it's a historic home.
Oh, okay.
And see, the thing is, he did pull that because Holly and Mitch made a big thing about those people who were using their tax-exempt homes.
Yeah.
And so right before his last campaign, he took his property off that.
Yeah, well, good
for him. No. Guess what? You know, there is a lot of inner collusion. The people that run the Kapolei City Lights are friends of the Graces.
Mm-hmm.
But now these friends now have a job with Kirk. So I guess some people get jobs after working their butts off for these campaigns, and others don't. So that's the way of the game. The way of the game. Now they don't even take the poor Graces calls. That's a shame. A disgrace.
I don't blame the Graces if they can stream on calls that and hopefully, when he filed this complaint with the Department of Interior, something will be fleshed out of there. And I think it's a good place to start. So anyway,
thank you
so much. Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Again, this is the end of the second half of Carol Cox Show. And I enjoyed it. And those of you that share these things with others, and we just want to shine light on this crooked behavior, and that's what it is. So why is it important? It's not happening to you today, you might say, but any of us could become a victim at any time. So aloha, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to The Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for The Carol Cox Show, right here at KWAI Honolulu. The following program is brought to you by Carol Cox. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KWAI.